There's seemingly strength in numbers, and there's strength when you have good players, and that is the case at corner for the Houston Texans. Kareem Jackson re-signing the offseason. He's back. Great move. Can bump inside in nickel and dime. Can play outside in base defense. Run support, blitz. He can do it all. But then you got his partner, Jonathan Joseph, also signed an extension in the offseason. He's going to be around, and he's one of the better defenders the Texans have ever had in this organization. Oh, then draft Kevin Johnson out of Wake Forest, 6 foot, 180, can run, quick feet, long. Oh, yeah, he's going to be part of the mix. But then you throw another guy, Charles James from last year's practice squad. Then you also throw in Daryl Morris, A.J. Boye. You throw in Jamal Roll. Man, strength in numbers at the corner position. And these guys got after it during OTAs and mini camps. If there is one position that is a strength on this defense, well, it's the defensive line because J.J. Watt's there, but it's corner right after that with Kevin Johnson added to Kareem Jackson, Jonathan Joseph, and guys that got a lot of reps last year, Morris, Boye, Jamal Roll. And let's see what Charles James has in training camp. I'll tell you, this guy likes to talk, kind of like me, but I'll tell you this, he would tell you that the corners are going to be pretty good in 2015. With that D-line, with that front six, that front seven, these corners are going to be excellent and great to face some of the teams the Texans have got to face, including that one up north, you know, the one with the little horseshoe on the helmet. Yeah, that's what these corners are geared up for. Twice this year, they'll get a chance to face them, once here and once, well, up north. Let's hope they've got it together for those games against the Indianapolis Colts.